Brisbane's News Talk, 1160. Tony Murphy.
And Loretta Marin here in the studio, the Jelly Bean Lady, along with Dr. Joe. We're talking about walnuts in a funny sort of way. We're talking about the prostate. Now, we talked about that tomatoes are good, red wine is good. What else can we do to protect the prostate?
Vitamin E will reduce the risk of getting cancer by about 32%.
Cancer of
the prostate.
The prostate. So wouldn't that work in other parts of the body as well, vitamin E? Or is this seem to be specific to the prostate?
They're doing a lot of research to try and figure out how useful vitamin E is in all sorts of cancers and in heart disease as well, but the information's still just trickling in at the moment.
But wouldn't you normally just take the fish oil? And I thought the fish oil got the big tick from everybody about everything, basically. So you can throw as much fish oil down the plug hole as you can, and that's the best protection.
Bit of bad news for you there, Tony.
Oh, come on.
I know.
That's the only one I've got left.
No, there's just been another trial on fish oil, and unfortunately, the heart benefits of omega-3 are in doubt, so fish oil has failed again for cardiovascular issues.
When they say in doubt, doesn't mean it's a dud, does it?
No, not necessarily.
Ah, thanks, Dr. Joe.
It just means that the really extravagant claims you hear everywhere, you have to tone them down a little. Not believe everything you hear and not expect these things to be magical.
Should we always go through life then sort of quasi-believing any sort of claim? Is that a healthy attitude to have?
I think we should be eating a good, healthy diet and challenging what people say. Anecdotal statements are not evidence, and with the fish oil, there's no strong evidence that it's going to do any good.
But wasn't there always strong evidence? I'm sure there was evidence for fish oil. It seemed to me in all of these programs that we've been doing here, the one that people were perfectly happy to support was fish oil.
Well, that's where rumours start, and that's why they have to do the science to actually check things out, because you get enough people saying something worked, we start to believe it. I mean, you go to any party, there's always someone with some new herbal thing there. I mean, like shark cartilage, they believe that cured cancer.
And now they find arthritis, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. Yeah. And now they find with shark cartilage that people are getting all these gastrointestinal problems by taking too much of it.
What about then if you say, okay, the tablets, and they say they contain omega-3. I won't even ask you what omega-6 is, I've got no idea. But oily fish now, the deep sea fish, that's the one that's supposed to be absolutely foolproof.
Omega-3, the fish oil still may have some benefit for osteoarthritis and those sorts of conditions. Isn't that right, Dr. Joe?
Yes, that is right, because fish oil is found to be anti-inflammatory, so it can be quite helpful for people who have inflammatory arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis.
Can you just take a mobile?
Like, yeah, you can do that too.
I think go to your fishmonger. You have a really good fishmonger, don't you, Tony?
Oh, terrific, yeah.
Well, that's the best thing. Go off and have some fish if you
want. Well, I eat the fish now. I like the fish now. And I thought it was doing me some... Well, it won't be doing me any harm,
I suppose.
Won't
be doing you harm. And there's lots of other good things in fish that I'm sure... that good quality protein, low fat. And
is there any point taking anything, ever, for anything? That is to say, apart from what the good Lord gave us, and that's whatever's growing in the ground. And
zinc.
Well, that's a really big question.
Right, there is
a big question.
So we've hit the fish oil on the head, now something else is popping up. Zinc.
Well, we found in one country where the children were deficient in zinc, they gave them zinc supplements and the children became quite healthy, you know.
So what if we're healthy? Do we need zinc?
No, you just need a good diet. 5 veggies and 2 fruits and a glass of red wine, a couple of bits of chocolate. No, we don't need to take any supplements. All they do is empty your wallet and they fill your toilet bowl with very expensive pee.
Is bananas got zinc in them or is that potassium? I don't know. Tennis players.
Potassium, yeah.
Is it? That's good for you.
Bananas got lots of wonderful things in them.
Okay. And avocados. I mean, if you said what, and we know the body broom is the broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they? So we're pretty right in that, aren't we? If we had lots of broccoli and a bit of fruit and the tomatoes for the prostate, and if you had to do a little plan about your basics, what would be in it as well? We've forgotten.
Well, I suppose the basics is, as always, as Loretta endlessly says, is basically if you eat a good, healthy, varied diet, you exercise, you look after yourself, you think good positive thoughts, you live a decent life, and you have good luck, then you'll do well.
But what if you don't like liver? That's got lots of zinc in it, doesn't it?
Well, don't eat it. There's plenty of alternatives.
Is there?
But that doesn't mean you have to buy them in a bottle. And I suppose what Loretta is saying, and that a lot of this research that's so difficult to interpret suggests, is that there's not a lot of evidence anywhere to say that consuming extra vitamins, extra minerals, extra antioxidants, extra stuff is of any real use to keep you healthy.
Natural,
that is what this research is really saying. All this contradictory stuff just underlines the fact that
we're a smart nation. Australians are very bright and intelligent.
One would hope so.
But we've fallen for this one, haven't we?
It's happening all around the world.
The marketing's huge. It's big money. Huge money. And you're getting it on the TV endlessly. Specialists are coming up, putting their reputations at stake to tell you to take this pill and that and omega-3 and all the rest.
Yeah.
And it's huge money.
So to sum it up then, in relation to the prostate, which is where we started, if in fact there are some irregularities, it's not going to be fixed by taking a particular pill.
No, unfortunately, all these preventative things we've talked about are really only, evidence suggests, they decrease the risk of you developing prostate cancer. If you're unfortunate enough to develop it, they don't seem to have any effect whatsoever on what happens to you after that. But what is important is that any health problem is diagnosed, that you know what it is, and you have a plan of how to manage it.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it's been, as usual, fascinating to find out what's going on in the world out there. And you've just saved us all some money, I think, haven't we?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you again next week. That's the Jelly Bean Lady. The website is
www.healthinformation.com.au. That's healthinformation.com.au. 400 links, 2 search engines, and an encyclopedia, and it sells nothing and advertises nothing.
And you get a lot of good sense out of it. Dr. Joe, thank you also for coming in tonight. We've got the news coming up, and then Darren Roberts not far away.